salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Central Bank denies plans to buy unprocessed gold amid ethical concerns. Immigration Department apprehends 17 foreign illegal gold miners in Chingola. In foreign news, Ramaphosa opposes Trump's 30% tariff on South Africa. And in sports, young Chipolopolo cruise past Eswatini to stay top of the Group B. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Governor Danny Kalialia says the central bank is not buying gold being extracted from gold rush districts countrywide because of ethical issues such as child and or paramilitaries' labor. Bank of Zambia has about 2.8 tons of gold in its reserves worth $300 million US dollars. Speaking during the media tour and briefing at the Zambia International Trade Fair in Dola, ZITF Dr. Kalialia says the process of buying gold using local currency has continued. However, Dr. Kalialia highlighted that the Bank of Zambia is not participating in buying gold from the gold rush as it is unprocessed. He unveiled that the Bank of Zambia can only buy gold from places where the mineral is properly mined, processed, and with no issues of child or slave labor. The Department of Immigration has continued its enforcement of immigration laws through targeted operations amid at curbing illegal immigration and ensuring compliance with immigration regulations. In a statement, Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says on the 5th of July 2025, the Chingola Immigration Office apprehended 17 foreign nationals for abrogating the terms of their permission to stay in the country. Mr. Nshinga says the group comprising 16 Tanzanians and one Malawian national was intercepted at a security checkpoint in Chingola while aboard an LG bus en route from Nakonde to Solwezi. And he states that preliminary investigations revealed that the group was headed to Mufumbwe district to engage in illegal gold mining activities. Mr. Nshinga unveiled that the two metal detecting machines were found in their possession and have since been confiscated.
And are currently detained pending further immigration processes. In a related development, the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office conducted compliance inspections on 7th July 2025, targeting various business establishments within the city. The exercise resulted in the withdrawal of 9 immigration permits from various foreign nationals who are found to have violated the terms and conditions of their stay. Among those affected were 4 Indians, 2 Chinese, and 1 Pakistani, all holders of employment permits, and 2 Indians holding residence permits. These individuals were discovered working with companies not stipulated in their permit, a breach of the Immigration and Deportation Act. The process of revoking these permits is currently underway.
The Eastern Province Education Office has successfully held its provincial National Schools Arts Association of Zambia NASAS Festival, which could not take place for the last 2 years, both at national and provincial levels, due to various challenges. Speaking during the festival, Eastern Province Education Officer PEO Brainy Malambo says his institution remains committed to harnessing the potential discipline in order to contribute towards the development of the country. He says the festival aims to entertain, educate and go beyond to help people who are making a living out of the arts. Meanwhile, NASA's Head Teachers Association National Coordinator William Banda also highlighted that the National Festival will also not take off this year as a result of certain challenges. And secondary school pupil Matthew Zimbewe, who stays with a grandmother, sells his artwork for a living and to support himself and also take care of his grandmother.
This is
Church News. As Zambia commemorates Unity Day, Democratic Unity DU President Akim Anthony Njovu says the church is a vital stakeholder in shaping people's moral foundations. In a statement, Mr. Njovu says he remains committed to promoting values that uplift people's values, discipline, hard work, as well as collective development as he stands for next year's election. Mr. Njovu calls for togetherness as a nation in faith, unity and in service to one another. He took a 20 kilometers walk with the Men's Catholic League from Archdiocese of Lusaka. Mr. Njovu says the walk was not just a journey of physical endurance, but it was spiritual reflection, unity and purpose. Government has answered the cries of about 400 farmers in Chirundu district by awarding them with a 270-hectare Lusitu irrigation scheme aimed at improving productivity. In a statement, Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua confirmed the completion of the project and that it will support 405 farmers with year-round crop production. Mr. Nanjua says the development is part of the government's broader efforts to promote irrigation farming across the province. He unveiled the Wuleyama Lima and Nzenga irrigation schemes in Sinazongwe district. We will be under rehabilitation, covering a combined 348 hectares.
Of the Lusitu irrigation scheme have been completed in Chirundu, benefiting 405 farmers. Construction of 51 hectares of mini irrigation scheme is underway in Gwembe, Kalomo, Kasungula, Siabonga, and Monde.
You're listening to the One Love Radio Main News with me, Faith Zulu. Do stay tuned for more stories coming up after this break.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has opposed what he calls the unilateral higher trade tariffs imposed on his country by the United States. United States President Donald Trump announced on Monday that he would subject imports from South Africa to a new 30% tariff from 1st August. It is the only African state affected by his latest announcement, reflecting his strained relationship with Ramaphosa's government. In a letter to Ramaphosa, Trump noted that South Africa's trade relationship with the U.S. has been unfortunately far from mutual. And in his response, Ramaphosa maintained the 30% tariff is not an accurate representation of available trade data. For more in foreign news, here's the BBC.
The first malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved.